Okay, so Parshas Noach. It's a story that we've looked at many times, both the flood and the after the flood. But I want to try to take a look at it tonight with a slightly different lens and see if we could figure some of the things out. The Mabul is clearly a story of destruction, and it's a story of failure, right? The plan was that the world was going to work, and I think 1,656 years or so into the story of the world, God says, like, this is, like, not working. And God hits the reset button and destroys the world. So it's destruction and it's failure. So the question that I guess we have to try to ask ourselves is that the only thing that the story is telling us? And basically, that would just mean that God is hitting, like, a complete delete, wiping out the hard drive on the world and saying, like, we're going to start over. And okay, we got Noach on our flash drive and we're going to stick him back in. And that, I do think it kind of asks then the question of why do we need the first 1,656 years of history? Meaning if, and this is something that we might have heard as children, that, you know, this is not the first iteration of the world, but the world was many times over, and it didn't work, and it didn't work, and it didn't work, and God just kept hitting reset over and over again. Well, then it would seem like pre-flood was just another one of the failed worlds. Why does that make it into the Torah? So I'm not sure we're going to answer that question tonight, but I think the question certainly is, what do we make of the flood, and is there more to it than just a failed attempt at mankind making it work? So let's take a look at the first source. What I want you to please do is, as we look through Perek Chet Pasuk Yud, so the first like six lines, tell me if you find the pattern. Right? I suspect that some people will figure it out pretty quickly. And it was 7 days. And there were the flood water was on the ground. Meaning originally the plan was not necessarily a complete mabul, but the hope was that, like, God said it's gonna come, it will come, the people will see the torrential rain and will be like, okay, God brought what he promised he was gonna bring. We're wrong, we do tshuva. And it doesn't happen. B'shnat sheish me'ot shana l'chaye Noach, in the 600th year of Noach's, that it was quiet rain at the beginning.
That it wasn't intended to destroy everybody except Noach and his family. Are you suggesting?
No, meaning originally what it was supposed to be was God said, I'm going to bring a flood. Yeah. And then God brings 7 days of, like, torrential rain. Like, picture, I think you were at that chabura, right, where we couldn't hear. Imagine that for a whole week. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you're talking at, like, massive flooding and whatever. So, like, if you're the people, you're saying, wait, hold on. I think Noah told us this was going to happen. And you're talking about the water is rising and rising and rising. And what are the people doing? We're going to go up to the second floor of our house. We're going to climb that mountain. So God says, fine. Like, I gave them all the warnings with the intent of telling them, it's coming. And the people are like, we don't care. And so then God says, fine, like, that's it. Now I could, like, really open up the floodgates.
But we go by the Torah that Noach never said anything anyway, so.
Noach, right. Noach does not say anything. The only thing he ever says is, cursed be my grandson. It's pretty sad.
Wait, yeah. So people don't know what the rain means.
Building the Teva for, like, 120 years, and they needed an extra 7 days.
So, right, so it's, you know what it is, like, there was a really good movie, like, enough years ago, but not that many years ago, called The Day After Tomorrow. It was, like, apocalyptic weather, right? Like, everything is good, and then it starts getting really bad, and then you're, like, in New York City, and, like, you're right by the steps of, like, the New York Public Library on 5th and 42nd, and imagine the entire Hudson River, 40, 50, 60 feet in the air, come rushing down, right? And then you have the people that are like, okay, we're going to run up the steps. And then you have the people that are like, oh, right? And then you have the people that just freeze, right? So imagine that like in slow-mo where like you can like process it. Like there should be like the, God, you're right. You told us this was going to happen. I'm sorry. And if that happened, then God would have said, all right, well, that's great. So the message of the Teva was there's going to be a flood, but you did tshuva. And if you do tshuva, I'm willing to give you another go. That's what I would think.
I thought Rashi says that it was waiting for the shiva of the Sushalach.
Right. So it could be that Rashi is like using this pasuk for, or the Medrash rather, is using the pasuk for that. But Rashi, I guess, in that sense, kind of plays on both ends because he says that, I think, in last week's parsha with Metushalach dying. Or maybe it's at the beginning of this week's parsha. But on Vayihi Shivat Yamim, that's Rashi there points out that originally it was supposed to be like it was Gishmei, I don't want to say Gishmei Bracha, but it was regular Geshem. And if the people didn't do tshuva, then God was going to wipe them out. I always pictured it, and this is what I told my students for years, is that like the people were in the valley or wherever, and it rains, and they go up to like the hills, and then it rains, and they go up to the mountains, and finally, right, like there is the few people, the strongest, the quickest, they make it up to the mountaintop, and they're like, we're safe, and then God says, I'm going to go 20 feet above the mountain, let's see how long you could swim for. And that's the end of them. Okay, so we have the 7 days. Vayihi Geshem al Haaretz Arba'im Yom Ve'Arba'im Laila. So the rain is on the ground for 40 days and 40 nights. Vayigberu Hamayim, the water strengthens al Haaretz Chamishim U'Ma'at Yom for 150 days. Vayizkor Elokim, God remembers Noach. Vayashuv U'Mayim al Haaretz Haloch V'Shov Vayachzur U'Mayim Miktzei Chamishim U'Ma'at Yom. So the water then begins to go down, and it takes 150 days for the water to go down. After 40 days, Noach opens up the window of the teva that he made. He waits 7 more days, and he sends the Yonah out of the teva.
I don't know if it's a pattern you're looking for, but there's an awful lot of accounting going on.
Right, but what is... Right, so what's the...
It's the reverse count up.
It yeah, seven. What? It's 7,
and then,
40...
40, 50, and then... Back
right, 740, 150, 150, 47, right? So what I was trying, I actually was like wondering, but I was like, it's like a little bit of a stretch. So the 7, right, is like 7 is the number of creation. 40 is Yetziras Havlad, right? That's how long it takes for like the fetus to like whatever to develop, right? But I was like, I wonder if the 150 and the 150 together are like, that's like the complete amount of pregnancy. So I Googled how many days are in a pregnancy, and it said like 280. And I was like, I lost it on that. But there is no question that the psukim are somehow, right, they're mirrored. Well, the numbers don't have to work out so perfectly. Now you could ask why the numbers are specifically what they are, a week, 40 and 150, right, I don't know of any like significance of the number 150, but certainly 40 is 40 days at Sinai, 40 days at here. Do we have any other 40s that I'm missing?
40 years in the Midbar.
40, right. So you got like a bunch of different 40s, but 7, 40, 150, 150, 47. What's it supposed to be doing for us? So Rabbi Alex Israel says that this is showing us that it's its own independent story. What God is doing when he's writing the Torah is he's saying, yes, I know that this is the end of year 1656, right? The destruction of the world is marked by this whole year. And it is really essentially one whole year that this does take, right? So fine, I get that. But that said, like, there's more to it. By doing this, by creating this structure, God is actually saying it's its own independent story. And we have the chiastic structure of the numbers. So what's it supposed